cannot lie, but the amount of times that I've had to record the first... See what I mean? The intro has been so rough. Let me try this again. It's been a month, so bear with me, everyone. Hello, everyone. I can't. Welcome to the One Last Episode show, where we talk about all things Asian dramas. Not real drama, just TV show dramas. My name is Mai, and today's episode is going to be a spooky one, where we're going to be sharing some dramas that I recommend watching for this month of September. Technically, you could have watched them starting September, but did I say October? Oh, my Lanta. Oh my god. Anyways, before we continue, please don't forget to subscribe and continue listening to us on all podcasts and radio platforms that you are able to watch us. And please support us by giving us the best rating ever with some positive feedbacks and comments. Comments are important. And also please follow us on all social medias and send us some other drama comments or messages or anything relating to drama so we can continue with the show. So without further ado, let's go. Cue in some scary stuff. Yeah, I got nothing. Let's go. Let me tell you, the amount of times that I've had to record the introduction has been crazy. How is everyone doing? I just want to say I'm so sorry in advance. I've just been kind of MIA mainly because of school. The month of September has been pretty hectic. School started, and so it's taking a lot of my time, and the time that I get free without having to study, I take advantage by either like watching TV, which this podcast is about, but also just relaxing and getting errands done that I haven't been able to do. So September was kind of getting myself, I guess, used to the schedule that I started. Not only that, my work schedule changed, and so now Thursdays are, as far as I know, are my days off. So I've just been kind of getting used to this before recording, so I've just been MIA. I think also the fact that I've been trying to watch dramas that I'm really into, but I just can't. Some of them are not intriguing enough for me, or some of them are literally just started. Like, there's Yumi Cells, there's that Squid Game drama, and then there's this one new drama that I can't, it's like something, oh my goodness, let me get into it real quick. Let me look at it. I really like the premise, and it's funny too. Dali and the and Cocky Prince, so that one just started, and then there's Lovers of the Red Sky, and then there's The Justice, so all of these dramas just barely started, so I couldn't really find a drama that really, like, yelled at me, or, like, you know, come watch me. And then some of them did start in September. Okay, has anybody noticed that whenever a drama starts, they literally are taking 2 weeks for the next episode to show? So it's like, it's kind of getting harder for me to talk about any kind of dramas, just because they're just taking a lot longer. So I figured for today's episode, I'm hoping for this episode to air in the month, early days of October, just so that way anybody that does listen to it, y'all can literally, you know, go into these dramas, binge watch them, because they've all literally have finished or were dramas from the past, but give you a spooky vibe. But before I kind of get into all of that, what is everybody up to? What have you been doing? What have I been doing? Let me see, what chisme do I got for y'all? Other than starting school, it's been rough for me. It's been good, but it's been rough because I really want to get myself, like, put together and everything. I'm not saying the community college wasn't the real deal, but because I'm doing my actual, like, major classes, it's getting a lot more, like, intimidated. And I think that's why I've been feeling sort of like, holy shit, like, am I even picking the right career? I love this, but is it going to take me anywhere? So I've just been feeling sort of I've been having this funk. I even sent this to two of my friends, where I was having this feeling kind of funky. Like, I don't know if I would say sad, but I don't know if I would say happy. I just feel very overwhelmed, and it's just so it's frustrating, this feeling, because it's a very confusing feeling. Like, I'm just ready to do something about it. But I think what holds me back a lot is work. And I don't know, I'm trying to do something. These friends were like, we'll try to do something new. And I'm like, okay, I think maybe also it's the job. But another thing is that I haven't been working out. Working out has been like my therapy, and it's been driving me crazy because my schedule, again, I'm working 10 hours a day for 4 days, and I get Thursday off. And for the last 3 Thursdays, I've been trying to work out, but I'm just so tired that I just don't do anything, at least in the morning, to work out. So I'm just kind of trying to get more confident in going to the gym by myself, just because my gym buddy is also kind of going through some changes in her lifestyle, and she won't be going to the gym for a while. So it's just been a roller coaster. It's been a roller coaster of emotions. A lot of stuff happening in my personal life as well, and so that's been affecting me. And I think that's another reason why I haven't been recording. It's because I've just been so overwhelmed with a lot of personal things, emotion, mentally, and I just think, okay, I need to figure out, get myself organized. And I'm the kind of person, I'm a type A person. We know what type A person, what I mean by that, TikTok, freaking TikTok, is that I like to organize things a lot. My room is a mess, but I know its place. And another thing is that I like to organize things a lot. I'm a very, like, follow the list type of thing, but not always, if that makes sense, and having a really good routine. And so I haven't had that routine in so long, and I think that's what's driving me crazy, is that I haven't been able to find that happy medium. And so yeah, it's just been a roller coaster. Another thing is that I'm probably not going to be posting weekly. I'm probably going to be posting bi-weekly, so once every 2 weeks. Again, that's because of my work and school schedule. And Thursdays, I'm trying to use it as a way to get errands done, set up appointments, do homework. And so I want to focus on the podcast, but it's going to be very limited. But who knows? Again, some changes are happening in my personal life. And so I'm hoping that with that change in the future, I'll be able to do things a lot more freely, just because, again, I'm at house where, like, I live with my family, and there's a lot of noise through the day. So I kind of typically do like to record more in the later afternoonish, but it's just been so difficult. So for now, this is what you're all gonna get. Again, twice a month for now, or every 2 weeks, until I can kind of get myself settled, and maybe the dramas will stop posting every 2 weeks, because that's what it is. That's another reason, is that dramas are not posting frequently. So that's a little bit more difficult for me, because I don't like using the other streaming platforms where they're kind of illegal. I don't like using that. I don't want to risk any viruses to my computer, so that's kind of why I stick with the ones where I have to pay. Granted, many that do watch the dramas are a lot younger, so it makes sense. Like, you know, I have to, a freaking adult. I'm adulting, so I have to pay for stuff. I want to be responsible. Ow. So yeah. With that said, there's a lot of things going on. I'm trying not to put those things as at fault, but I just want to get myself back together again and do this again, because it makes me happy. It does. Even though I don't have a lot of listeners, it truly does make me happy. So that's the chisme for y'all. That's the tea. Again, there's nothing that I have to say, but yeah. Well, let's get on with today's show. I'm excited for today's show because it's about spooky stuff, and I've been feeling all spooky stuff. That made no sense. But y'all know what I mean, right? I hope so. All right. So if y'all like me and love anything spooky, anything Halloween-esque, then you know that this is the episode for you. There's not a lot of dramas, to be quite honest, that are very spooky as Western shows are. Like, when you think about it, there's like Vampire Diaries, there's The Legacies, there's Grimm, there's Lucifer, and the list can go on. But when you look at K-dramas, granted, not just K-dramas, but like Chinese dramas, I feel like Japanese dramas do have more spooky ones. So if y'all know, let me know, because I'm all for it. But many other or many dramas in general typically are more for like the audiences that are looking for like romantic dramas or like literally melodramas, funny romantic cops. Like, it's more, I guess, more realistic, and it could be why some of it has to do with the fact that the beliefs in, I would say, folklore is completely different. Like, when you look at it in the Western perspective, you know, we believe in like, or we see, I want to say believe, but we kind of created these creatures and have become sort of like what we would think life would be if it was more haunted, or it was more, I don't know, just, it's really hard to explain, but like, well, it's not hard to explain, I'm just trying to figure out a way to word it, just because like, we, our creatures kind of are like vampires and werewolves and like ghouls and etc, etc, etc. But when you go to other countries, their folklore and like, you know, fictional characters are completely different. Like, some folklores in Mexico that I know of, it's mainly just ghosts and odd creatures like chupacabras. And then there's, actually, I found out about this new folklore about Mexico City having the subway station, and each line is actually haunted. And so I feel like there's more hauntings in the Mexico grounds versus actual like vampires and werewolves, like how we believe here in the States. Also other folklore characters, but vampires and werewolves and etc are common creatures that we like to use in stories. Therefore, you see Western dramas and that's what you see. And so in Asian dramas, I don't really see a lot of that. It's very rare. But what I do see most is shamans, which I feel like is basically like a psychic for the Asian community. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but that's just what I've noticed. I mean, honestly, they're very interesting humans, and I feel like I want to go to one of them. I'll be honest, they're so interesting, and the stories that they can give you, or not stories, but your future, I guess, or the things that they can do, it's insane. And so that's what you see more often in dramas. So because we're in that time of the year where we're all loving Halloween or just spooky stuff or just scary stuff, this is gonna be the episode for you. So I have a couple of dramas. I don't have a lot, mostly all of, some of, let me just make sure, but I'm pretty sure some of them are just Korean. So let me triple. Yeah, they're all Korean. I literally searched for any Chinese dramas, but there aren't any. I think for Chinese dramas, sticking with fantasy, because they are really more for the fantasy, some of them can be a little bit more on the spooky side, but I haven't really been able to get to them, just because, again, I told many before in the past that it's really hard for me to really gravitate to those kinds of dramas, but I'm working on it. I really am. So one of the other ones that I saw was a Thai drama. I think it was a Thai drama. That one was, I literally had to stop watching it because it got too scary for me. But okay, so I'm going to go off on the list of the dramas that I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8, 9 if you want to count this one, but 8 that I have for y'all. So the first one is called Kingdom, and it's available on Netflix. If you guys don't know about Kingdom, then you guys are probably not really into dramas. Kingdom is a drama that aired back in 2019, and it is a drama that is literally about zombies. This drama is about the Joseon dynasty, so like, we're going back to like 100 years almost in time, and we are basically following this, he's a prince to be, and he's trying to figure out what's going on with his father, because his father has been ill, but his father has been kind of hidden away from everybody in the kingdom, including himself, and so he wants to know what's going on. And so the doctor that initially saw him left the town, and so this prince-to-be is following this doctor because he needs answers. He wants to know what's going on. And so in the process of going to, or no, not in the process, once he arrives to this town that the doctor lives in, he notices him and his, I guess not his servant, but I would call him his butler in a way. He notices that something is completely wrong. And so he goes into this little like area, like the hospital sort of, and he notices that there's spears everywhere, there's blood, and then as they're searching, they find bodies underneath the patio area, or like the wooden floor. Come to find out that it wasn't just human remains, it's zombies. So the zombies in this story, they are basically asleep in the day, but they are alive at night. They think it's a disease, but we don't know what's going on exactly. So it's freaking scary, I'm not gonna lie. The way that the zombie actors and actresses portray the characters is terrifyingly disgusting, yet amazing. If you're into like the zombie stuff, I suggest watching this. There is dubbed version if you're not into the subtitles, and it's good. It's really good. Like, I've only watched, I would say I've only watched like one or two episodes, but it definitely is, no, I'm in episode 3. I'm taking it slow because it's been really hard for me to get into it, but it's literally just trying to like survive a zombie apocalypse in the Joseon. Trying to get like I really hate that Netflix only gives me descriptions per episode instead of like the actual drama. So yes, one thing is that this drama does have 2 seasons and a movie, so that's a good thing. Now that I see it, there's only 6 episodes. That's why. But nonetheless, it's really worth watching it because it's terrifyingly spooky, for sure. The next one on my list, it is Hotel de Luna. This drama aired in, I want to say, 2019. And this one, it is starring IU, if you don't know. This drama is on Netflix and on Viki. Oh, yeah, 2019. And it's basically a drama about a girl who... Not a girl. Let me see. Let me give you a better description, because I feel like Netflix... I love Netflix, but it's not really good when it comes to giving me good descriptions for a series rather than for an episode. Okay. So here we go. Just going to give you the description. That way you guys know what I'm talking about. Nested deep in the heart of Seoul's thriving downtown sits a curious hotel, the like of which no one has ever seen before. Old beyond measure, the building has stood for millennia, an ever-present testament to the fact that things are not always what they seem. Running this hotel is Tang Man-wo, or IU, a greedy, suspicious soul who has spent the past thousand years acting as the establishment's CEO. Cursed for a sin she can no longer remember committing, Manhua is doomed to spend all of the eternity running this odds establishment, catering to the needs of most peculiar clientele. Peculiar meaning ghosts. Her only hope of escape is to find someone who has committed a worse sin than her own, but after a thousand years, she's beginning to lose hope. However, things take an interesting turn when Ku Changsang, or Yeo Jingu, shows up. Once the youngest assistant manager ever to work at a multinational hotel corporation, Chang Song finds himself forced to manage the Hotel de Luna because of a deal his father made with Manuel years ago. A stickler for rules and regulations, he's a perfectionist to the extreme, but that maybe exactly what this odd establishment and its cursed CEO needs. This is truthfully, it's not as spooky as Kingdom, but going forward with the summary, it basically follows IU's character because she's the CEO of this hotel. And we follow each episode. Each episode contains ghosts. Like, this basically is about ghosts and demons. And so it's definitely a bittersweet drama, that's for sure. I don't want to spoil anything, but this drama, from the beginning of the episode, you know what's going to happen. She says it herself. Eventually, she needs to move on, you know? And so, I think this drama is good. It's spooky, it's funny, it's spooky for sure. There's this scene where there's a ghost looking, not looking, sorry. So, I'm out of breath. So the guy, the main lead, he goes into this room and he's looking for a ghost because at this point he already knows what it is or who it is. This ghost isn't actually like a demon ghost. So he goes in and this demon ghost is hiding between like this dresser armoire type of thing. And IU has to come in and save him. And as she tries to save him by distracting him, you know, the ghost comes out and it's a creepy ass ghost. So in that aspect, I think this drama does have this feel of like ghost feeling to it. I said that twice. But as far as it being a spooky drama like Kingdom, it's not so much. It's more of a romantic melodrama fantasy spooky, I guess, with a bittersweet ending. So if you are willing to watch something like this, I'd go for it. I just know, again, for the trillionth time, it's not going to be a happy ending. I just gotta remind you that. So you gotta have kind of go in with open arms with this drama, because no matter what, it's still worth the watch. Like, I don't regret watching this drama. It's such a good drama. So there you go. That's drama numero dos. I'm out of breath. I don't know why. So for the next drama, it's called Oh My Ghostess. And this drama is available on Netflix and on Viki as well. I'm just going to look it up for you guys real quick. Oh My Ghostess came out back in 2015. No lie, I've seen this drama like four times. I don't know how many times anymore. Okay, so this one, I'm just going to brief you. Oh my Lanta. I'm going to read the description for you. Is this the best way to get to the afterlife? Na Pongsong is, or Park Boyang, is a painfully shy and timid woman who works as an assistant chef at Sun Restaurant. She has a secret crush on her star chef Kang San-wo, or Cho Tang-suk, but doesn't have the courage to act on it. But Pongsan has the ability to see ghosts. In part due to her shaman grandmother, Shin So-e, or Kim Seol-gi, is a young woman who died without ever having experienced romance in her short life. She is determined to seduce as many men as possible and lose her virginity so that she can go happily into the afterlife. When Soon-e meets Pong-san, she finds the perfect vessel to carry out her mission. Sun-woo is nursing a broken heart but suddenly begins to notice the bolder, more confident Pong-san. Can Soon-he and Pong-san both get what they want in the end? So this one, again, it's a romantic drama, but it has a twist to it. So yes, there's ghosts involved in this, which is actually, it's a funny drama too. There's ghosts in this. And so the character Shin Soon-he, like I said, it's in the summary, she's a ghost who's trying to, you know, get a romantic life before she can pass. So in this theory of this drama is that if you have lived as a ghost in the kind of like, not in the afterlife, but living on Earth trying to figure out for 3 years, at the third year you become a demon. So it's been 3 years for her since she's been a ghost. And so she's kind of like, you know, rushing because she needs to get this done. And so her assumption of finding romance and losing her virginity to be able to go into the afterlife is the only reason why she's still a ghost. But in fact, there's more to the story than that. So this drama kind of becomes like a an investigation, sort of, because there's ghosts involved, but then there's also like Criminal Minds sort of feel, SVU type of feel. Like, we are trying to figure out how she died. And you guys be surprised, because how she died is completely out of what you expected. There is a demon involved in this as well, like a very, very dark demon. And so the person that, or the vessel that the demon used, you'd be surprised who it is. Just putting it out there. And so you kind of like start to feel bad for this vessel, because you're like, dude, it was never really you in the first place. It was the vessel controlling you the whole time. So that's kind of the premise of this drama. It really is a good drama. I saw this when I was in Korea with my two friends, and it's fun. It's a little creepy because there's a ghost involved in this, and it can be creepy as well, but it's really worth the watch. And it's a good ending. So that's another one that I definitely recommend. Again, it's on Netflix or Viki, so whichever works for you, I'd suggest. As far as subtitles go, I think for these ones, there isn't any. I think the dramas that originate in Netflix, they'll have dubs in English, but most times they don't. So for these, for Hotel de Luna, Oh My Ghostess, I believe there is no English dubs. So just FYI. Okay, so the next one, it is called Bring It On, Ghost. This one, I believe, came out in 2016. Just because I remember the actress was like 20, no, not 20, 16 years old, I think. Yes, it did. Also, wow, that was around the time that I started watching all these dramas. So this one is called Bring It On, Ghost. And let me get on with the synopsis summary. They became an unlikely team. Park Pong-pal is a college student who has always had the ability to see and communicate with ghosts. To make extra money, he hires himself out as an exorcist who helps people vanquish the ghosts hunting them with only about a 50-50 success rate. He crosses paths with Kim Hyun-ji, the ghost of a 19-year-old student who died in a car accident but has been wandering the earth for 5 years because she is unable to move on to the afterlife. When Bong-pal and Hyun-ji first meet, they accidentally kiss and sparks fly. But more importantly, Hyun-ji knows that Bong-pal holds the key to her past, so she decides to move in with him. With her ability to see how ghosts die, Hyun-ji teams up with Bong-pal to help ghosts cross over into the next world. But what secret does Do Hye-sung, a professor at Bong-pal's university, hold to both Bong-pal and Hyun-ji's predicament? So, as said, you know, she's been dead for 5 years. And yeah, so he would be considered a shaman, but with him is that typically with other ghost dramas, he doesn't hurt, like, or they can't touch the ghost. In his case, he can touch the ghost, like he can punch them and stuff, and that's how he gets rid of them. So this one is actually a good drama too. Again, this one kind of has a very similar to Oh My Ghostess vibe when it comes to there is more to just ghosts in this. There's criminal intent in this as well. So I definitely do think this one is a good watch, or a good drama to watch as well. It's funny, if you don't know, the actor Ok Taekyeon is in it. He was in the drama Vincenzo, if y'all are lovers for that drama. This drama is only available on Viki, so it's not on Netflix. Just an FYI. But it definitely is a good drama. This is one of my absolute favorite dramas as well. I think I've seen it like twice, I think. Okay, so the next episode on my list is actually only on Viki. And this one actually just recently aired on Viki, or on the TV network that it's coming out on. The only disappointment to this drama is that it's only like 25 minutes long. And the amount of times I'm smacking my table because I'm so upset, the amount of times that I have had to wait until it airs is insane. I think it literally was airing one episode a week, and that's frustrating as it is, because 20 minutes, it's not enough. This drama is called The Great Shaman Ka Do Shim, and it's, again, it's only on Netflix, and it's let me get the synopsis for you. Na Woo-soo is the very picture of high school perfection. He comes from a wealthy family, is outstanding handsome, is every teacher's favorite student at Seoul's most prestigious high school, and unfailingly tops the class with his sky-high grades. But his life is about to turn on its head. The student with the lowest grades in his class is found dead in what is the first appears to have been a suicide, and a girl named Katushim transfers into his class. Katushim longs to be a run-of-the-mill high schooler, but she's fated to become a mighty, evil spirit-chasing shaman. The only problem is that she struggles to see spirits, both evil and benevolent. Her grandmother once told her that if she could survive being 18, she would be able to live a normal life. But the death of the Bao with low grades soon turns out to have a supernatural link. And furthermore, she soon learns that Na Woo-soo has suddenly gained the ability to see spirits. Together, they realize they have the power to fight back against the power of evil, which are now threatening to overrun the school. But could their ghost-busting partnership one day blossom into romance? This one just came out this year, and it's really good. Like, it's basically about ghosts and trying to figure out what demon is trying to ruin these kids who are basically killing themselves, because they know that it's not true suicide intentions. Apologize if this is a trigger, but this is more of a demon causing, or not causing, a demon making that decision for them when these teenagers, as far as we know, are happy students who by far have these students have no intentions of causing this to themselves. So it's honestly, I'm on episode 5 because I have had to slow down. I kid you not. I didn't know that it was first 25 minutes long at most and only 12 episodes. So it's just frustrating because technically speaking, it's only a 6 episode show if you put the time together. It really is a good drama for sure. And it has the actor Nam Da-reum, who is very, very well known. He's a child actor and he's grown up so handsomely, and he's one of my favorite child actors because he's definitely has portrayed characters so well. He's done such an amazing job, so this is a good drama for sure. I think this is his first, no, he was an extracurricular, just kidding, but nonetheless, this is a good drama as well. It's short, it's not sweet, but it's short, and it basically has ghosts in this and demons. So if y'all are interested, definitely check it out. Again, it's on, not Netflix, on Viki. Okay. I initially had It's Okay Not to Be Okay on this list, but I feel like it doesn't, I think I have it on there because it kind of has, like, criminal intent towards the end of the drama, and she can be a little dark and scary. So if you want a little bit less spooky stuff, maybe this could be a drama for you. But you don't have to. If you know what drama this is about, go for it. It's on Netflix. If you don't know, I do have an episode for this drama, so you can go ahead and check it out. It's on a previous episode. But this was just kind of like a maybe, so it's up to you as a listener if you're interested. The other one, this is a very old drama. I want to say it's 2013, actually. I only saw this because at that time I was very in the mood for, like, ghosty stuff, I guess. And yeah, it's 2013. It's a very, very old drama, but I think I watched it like back in 2017, I think. So yeah, it's a very old one, but it's still worth watching it. And if you guys are interested, the second lead is Seo In-guk, which is the actor for Doom at Your Service. So if y'all are wanting to watch some of his dramas, this is one to watch. So this drama, a short and sweet synopsis. A snobbish, greedy, stingy mall CEO hires a depressed, jumpy female employee who can see ghosts in this horror romance drama. Literally is what it is. That's what it is. So one funny thing is that for her to, like, obviously, you know, some shamans or some people that see ghosts, some of them do become vulnerable because they're just so depressed and so scared and fear the ghost that it just sort of, again, they become vulnerable. An example, oh my ghostess, That's why she, the ghost, was able to jump and use the main lead as her vessel, because of how weak and vulnerable her body is. So in this case, in Master Sun, the female lead is, it's sort of like that. The only way for her to calm down, and the only reason why she chases this mall CEO, is because with his touch, those ghosts disappear. I can't believe I still remember that, but that's the reason why. So it's a 17 episode drama. It's 1 hour long, and it does have my favorite actors and actresses, Seo Ji-sub and Kang Hyo-jin. It's more of a mature drama, so if you're willing to watch it, for sure, go for it. But again, it has ghosts in there, so I definitely do think it's a good one to watch. It can be creepy, for sure. You know, ghosts are creepy, so there you go. So I can't believe I have that one as an old one. Okay. Next ones are going to be both on Netflix. The next one is going to be a Korean drama. And then the last one on my list that are, well, second to last, is it's on Netflix. It's a Japanese drama. But let's go finish up the ones that I have so far. So, and then we can get on with it. This one is called Black. And it aired back in 2017. And no, not Blackpink. Black, as in black, the color black. And it is available on Netflix. This drama is... let me get into it. So, okay. Black is a detective possessed by the Grim Reaper. Haram can see shadows of the dead. Those two struggles to save the lives of people breaking the rules of heaven. These two struggle to save the lives of people breaking the rules of heaven. So yeah, so I've seen 3 episodes. I haven't finished it, but it's kind of dark. It is. So when she sees someone is about to die, just before their death, she sees a dark shadow, black shadow. I believe it's hovering over them or just right next to them, if I can remember. This drama came out back in 2017, but it truthfully is a really good drama. I think what I just got a little bit scared because, you know, it's talking about death and it's a fear for many people. So it's just, it's a little dark. It definitely is. So I definitely do think it's a good drama to watch. It's 18 episode drama and available on Netflix. I can't really say much because I haven't seen this drama fully, but I do think it's really a good drama to watch if you're wanting to watch something more serious, more dramatic, more spooky. Not spooky, but just scary. I guess this is a good drama to watch on here. Okay. The next one is a Japanese drama. This one came out last year, 2020, and at first, I was a little hesitant. I've mentioned it before. I don't typically watch Japanese dramas because they can be a little bit... not hard. I've explained it in a previous episode, but I think for me, it's more of the romantic dramas that are really hard for me to watch because of the whole submissive and dominant type of relationship. But Alice in Borderland was beyond my expectations. I watched this twice because it was that good. And honestly, it's really, really, really dark to say. Again, a Japanese drama. It started back in 2020. It's only 10 episodes, I believe. It's scary, and I really hope that they do film second season because it does end with a interesting scene. Like, it does end with a cliffhanger for sure. Let's see here. That's right, it is a manga. So it is a manga. Okay, here we go. Trying to find a good description for y'all. Okay. So it stars actors Kento Yamasaki and Tao Tsuchiya as allies trapped in an abandoned Tokyo where they are forced to compete in dangerous games. The type are and difficult of which are determined by playing cards. After surviving their first game, played receive visas, which are extended the more they compete. If the visas expire, the individuals are executed by red lasers being shot from the sky. Yeah. It's dark. It's really dark. So basically, it is, you know, it starts off with three really good friends. And so these three friends, you know, running from the cops, they hide in a bathroom stall. Something happens suddenly, and then they come out, and they come out to a very empty Tokyo ground. Literally, Tokyo has no human sight other than those three. And so for them to survive, they have to compete in games. And so it's kind of like video games, sort of. Genuinely, it's like dark shit. So, you know, and it's not just them three. They come to find that there's another woman running for her life. And so they kind of partner up with her. And so she kind of explains to them, you have to compete in a game in order to survive. And so on the first game, there's going to be like those playing cards, like those like spades cards, hearts, etc. And so each card represents the game. So there's playing games as a group, there's playing games as individuals, there's playing games in partners. The only way to survive is to kill. So it's like a mix of Hunger Games, and it's dark. And so as they kind of compete, you know, they have to face something so terrifying, and that literally made me cry so much. Once the main lead, specifically, once he survives through everything, him and this girl kind of find themselves being in a place where it holds a lot of people. And so basically, going back to kind of like describing the story or the games, is that once you play a game and you win, you basically get kind of like what it said on the description here. You get like a visa, and so you're basically, you get like, oh, it's like a free card. You get a certain amount of days for you to not have to play a game. Once you reached the last day, you have to compete, or as said on the description, a laser will come at you and will kill you. That's, yeah. So either it's a life or death type of situation. So it's confusing because at the end you're like, where the hell are they? They don't even know where they are. So it's crazy. It's crazy. And I never thought that I'd like this drama so much, but I did. And it has a really dark premise for sure. It's gruesome. I don't know about gory, maybe a little bit, but it's gruesome nonetheless. And it's unexpectedly scary for sure. So I think this is a good drama to watch during this time of the year if you're looking for something like that. Yeah. I mean, I'd have to say this is by far one of my favorite spooky like dramas, in the sense of it not being a romantic drama. So with that, the last one is a drama that everybody has been talking about, and I think I think the reason why I use Alice in Borderland is because I wanted to segue into this drama that everybody is talking about, because Alice in Borderland, I feel like, was the one that started it. Even though the drama that I'll be just talking about right now is actually a drama that was thought out 10 years ago. Alice in Borderland was the first one to be aired on TV, but I think this drama definitely takes the cake. Mainly because people are going crazy for this particular one. Squid Game. If you don't know what Squid Game is, you are crazy. You should at least know what it's about or what it is. It is a Korean drama only on Netflix, and it has the same premise as Alice in Borderland, except with this one, you have the choice to compete in this game to win money, and I think that's what the premise is, to win money to get out of debt, basically. So let me go into the description, because I'll be honest with y'all, I haven't seen it. And the only reason is because I've been waiting for this October season to start to really give me that feeling of scare. Obviously, this drama isn't necessarily a scary drama. It is actually a drama based for So, okay. It's more gruesome, creepy. It's dark. It's very dark. And I feel like it has the same element to Alice in Borderland. So I think that's why that's why I'm like, okay, if it's that dark, I'm gonna wait till it's, I'm gonna wait till it's October so I can get even more spooked out. Oh my goodness, it's not on Asian Viki. That's so funny. This is a Korean drama. Why is it not on there? What? What? Okay, I'm shooketh. Let me try one more time. It has pretty famous celebrities. I don't know why it's not. There we go. I was just looking at it wrong. Okay. Song Ki-hyun gets fired from his job. His life is miserable. Song Ki-hyun hears about a secret survival game with a 45.6 billion won prize for the winner. 45.6 billion would be about, give or take, $45 million? Yeah, about. He decides to take part in the game. Meanwhile, Cho Sang-woo is like a brother to Song Ki-hyun and vice versa. They grew up in the same neighborhood. Despite his poor family background, Cho Sang-woo graduates from a prestigious university and found a good job. He now faces a crisis. Due to misappropriation of company funds, he decides to take part in the secret survival game with Song Ki-hyun. Now realizing that there's killing involved. How do I know? It's the trailers. So, despite that it's got a different premise from Alice in Borderland, the games are different. That's what it is. So Alice in Borderland is based on more like video games versus Squid Game is children's game, literally. And people are going nuts for this. Many, many say that it's a good, good show. And I think it is, even though I haven't seen it. Mainly because it has good casting, it has a good premise, and the fact that it was aired on Netflix. I was reading somewhere where the director had this story in mind 10 years ago, but didn't do anything about it because at the time, Korean production companies or TV networks would not air it because of how gruesome and how dark it is. And now, given the opportunity because of Netflix, they've been able to air it and it's gone. Netflix has said that this is probably the number one show of all that they're streaming. Videos, shows, are movies, shows, etc. Like, it's their number one. So when you think about it, if this drama were to air in 2011, I don't think it would be as big as it would have now. Just because someone had commented is that right now many of us are struggling or have the same dilemma as these characters do, and so we kind of understand them on that level. And I think also because it's Halloween season, people are getting excited over it. But that's just what I think. But overall, even though I haven't watched it, I feel like it's going to be a great show. And I'm waiting for that day or time where I can just binge watch it from the morning to night or whatever. But that's my game plan. I'm going to see if I can do that sometime with a friend or two or all and just kind of do that because people are loving it. And even though I hate being part of the bandwagon, this drama was on my list from day one, even before it was streaming. So honestly, it really is. So thus far, I feel like it is a good show because it got the creepy music, it's got the gruesome blood, it's got the gory stuff. It just goes in the element of Halloween, and I just think, why not, right? That is the end of it. That is my list. There can be so many more, and I really hope that y'all can tell me what other dramas that you would recommend for the Halloween season, but for now, this is what I got for you. I hope you enjoyed the list. Obviously, it's not like the best, but I need to kind of dive into it more and see what else I can find. For sure. Well, there you have it. There you go. I'm so, so happy that I got to do this one. I was really enjoying it. I do apologize if I was coughing. I'm trying to avoid that, but I've been having a dry throat, and I think it's because of the changes to the weather, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed the show. I had really lots of fun doing this episode. Just because it's my alley. It's on my alley or whatever. However you want to say it. Whatever. Okay. If you did like it, please give it a big 5-star thumbs up, whatever you can. And please give us a good comment. And any spooky dramas that you would recommend to me. Doesn't matter where they're from. As long as it's spooky, I'ma try it out. Because that's what I'm looking for. So for now, I'll leave you with these ones. Please hit us up on any social media platforms that you can. The description will be provided with those social media platforms. For now, I'll leave you with this. And I will hope to talk to you all on the next episode. I hope it's soon, but for now, this is what I can give you. So, if I don't post anything for the Halloween season, happy Halloween, everybody. Please be safe. Eat lots of sugaries if you can. If not, be healthy, but enjoy. And let me know what you dress up as. Hashtag, just one last episode, costume. Thank you all so much, and I will talk to you over soon. Bye!